Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hi Gratitude Seeker, in this episode I will share with you my experience in Bali as I would share it with a friend. And in the next episodes I will go deeper into different things that I've seen there that inspired me and how we can apply them in our lives so we can make them even better. But first, like always, let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Hope you've been doing this even without the episodes of the Gratitude Podcast, because it's a really important habit and it really makes a big difference if you do it constantly. So my plan for this episode is to tell you what happened on the outside. The things that I've experimented, the places where I've been. And in the following episodes, I will tell you what happened on this inside too. And what I've concluded, the things that I've learned, and the actual inner journey. Which I think is very important and is not always seen or valued as much from the outside. And the first thing that I would like to share with you is the music and the atmosphere in the Balinese airport. After a really, really long journey, the longest one in my life, at least by plane, we arrived in Bali. And this is the atmosphere that was welcoming us. After being on a crowded plane for 10 hours, imagine the feeling that we had walking in a very welcoming, wide open space with this music and a very homey carpet covering all of the arrival section at the airport. From there we were picked up and we went to our villas, and the first thing that hit us when we got home was that even though it was dark outside, and it was at midnight, it was very hot and humid. It was a bit of a shock at first, but in the following days we got used with it and it actually got to be very pleasant. I want to be honest with you and I'm going to tell you what was good and what was bad also, but I won't focus, of course, as much on the negatives, because there were many amazing things that have happened and that I've seen there that were magnificent. So there was a little bit of a shock when we went to our rooms and we saw that the bathroom is actually really, really small. Like, we didn't have a bathtub or designated place for taking a shower. Basically, there was no shower cabin. And it took a while for the water to get out of the bathroom and into the plumbing system. Also, there were some issues with the toilet, and it wasn't as clean as we hoped it would be. And to be honest, it kind of affected us a bit, because after a long, long flight, we hoped that we would be welcomed in a different way in our room. It was only after we rested that we got to appreciate Bali for what it is. After the morning meditation and after breakfast, we went to the exchange office, and afterwards we were all millionaires in rupiah, and afterwards we went to the bazaar to spend our millions, of course. Got some really nice yoga pants with an elephant on them that I'm wearing right now, actually, and they were really, really cheap. So even for us coming from Eastern Europe, we felt that they have good prices. They are about the same as the prices we have here, but of course the things we've bought there we appreciated more, because we knew that it's probably a once in a lifetime kind of experience. Also bought a tank top with Ganesha, the god of prosperity and abundance, and it really served me well there because it's so warm all the time. I get it now why they say that it's paradise there, because you feel like going out and being outside, whether it's 4 in the morning or it's 4 in the afternoon, it's always pleasant to be outside. And since you have the seaside so close by, it's perfect. Like, I think that the temperatures were around 24, 26 to 30 degrees Celsius throughout the day and night. So even in the nighttime, the temperature doesn't go lower than 24 or something like this. All I know that it's very pleasant to be outside even when it's nighttime, and you basically don't need to have a jacket or to have something else with you, and that the tank top was perfect for that weather. Also, they are Hindu. Most of the population of Bali is Hindu, and each morning they give an offering of thanks, of appreciation to their gods. And it's basically a banana leaf with flowers in it, with fruit, with candy, even with cigarettes, and almost always with an incense stick. And what surprised me quite a lot is the fact that even in the airport, like when we were leaving, there were all kinds of big brands there, like Gucci and all kinds of luxurious brands of this nature. And even there, they had this kind of offering, and they had the place for it. And you can imagine, in the airport, you could sense the smell of incense. For me, that was very, very interesting. And what I failed to say is that at each and every house and at each and every business that they have, even in cars, they have a place for that particular offering. And I can understand why, because nature there is so amazing. It's so luxurious, it's so abundant, and it's so generous. For instance, there is this tree that has beautiful flowers and they smell amazing. It's called frangipani. And each day, many, many of its flowers fall on the ground. But even though many flowers fall on the ground, the tree is still filled with flowers. So they don't have to pick flowers from their gardens, from a place that where there aren't enough flowers, but they have so many that they can easily pick up and put in their offerings. And thanks to this weather, like I was saying, the vegetation is amazing. Everywhere you look, you see green, but a really healthy and vibrant green. Of course, there are other colors, there are many beautiful flowers, all of them with very intense and radiant colors, it really made you feel connected with nature. There was more nature than there were buildings. This is how I felt. Like we were part of nature rather than part of the city with its buildings. And I could see the contrast of this getting back to Cluj, where being an ex-communist city in an ex-communist country, all of the buildings are gray. Like everywhere you look around, you see gray. And for me, this was so interesting, especially since it's autumn here and it was like summer there. The contrast was even stronger, even more powerful. After going to the bazaar, we went on the beach and I experienced for the first time in my life having my feet in the sand, in the warm sand, and also being in a coffee shop. So as I was drinking from the young coconut that I ordered, I could look at the sea and I could feel the fresh air, the salty air by the seaside. And that was an amazing experience. Even though, to be honest, the young coconut, it's not for me. Like, I thought it would be much more coconutty and much tastier as a drink. But I did enjoy something I tried for the first time in my life. We ordered a banana pizza. It's basically a pizza with mozzarella, banana, and honey. And it was really, really good. So I definitely recommend it. Another dream came true that evening, in the sense that it was the first time when I danced on the sand by the seaside. At that particular cafe, in each evening, there were different kinds of themes. And we were lucky enough to participate in a dance-themed night, evening. And it was so, so, so fun. We learned some new dances, some new moves. We were horrible, to be honest. But we had fun. And we learned a few new tricks. And we enjoyed the beautiful feeling of dancing by the seaside in the evening with that beautiful seaside smell. It's quite an experience and I definitely recommend it. Next day after breakfast and the morning meditation, we went on our first trip to Uluwatu. There I saw one of the most amazing sights that I've ever seen in my life. It was breathtaking. We were at the coast at the Uluwatu temple, overseeing the Indian Ocean. We were at the exact time of the day in which we could see the sun beautifully mirrored on the sea, and the waves were crashing on the rocks. We had a really beautiful spot in the temple, about 50 meters high above sea level, and we could enjoy the beautiful colors and the beautiful movement of nature. It was incredible. And I was thinking that, man, I would love to be a monk here to see this view every day. It's just amazing. Of course, like in all beautiful places around the earth, maybe not all, but many, there were a lot of tourists as well. So it was a bit crowded, but that didn't make the view anything less than spectacular. What was even more amazing about that experience was the fact that as the sun was setting, we participated in a ritual. It's the best known ritual in Bali. And it involves a lot of chanting, personifications of their gods. And it really touched me, even though it was in a different language that I didn't understand. I could feel part of the Balinese spirit and part of the local culture in a very deep and meaningful way. I'm gonna fast forward a little bit because if I continue like this, it will be a really, really, really long episode and I don't want to bore you with all of the details. Next day we visited Nusa Dua, the most amazing beach in Bali from my point of view. It was the first time in my life when I was able to experience the clear water that I saw in the movies or in all kinds of ads and everything. And that feeling that it gives you, it's amazing. Like, I love blue, it's my favorite color. And the contrasts that I was seeing there, the kind of blue that I could see there was so uplifting, was so magical somehow for me. It was basically...
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Basically, a dream come true. And we were lucky enough to have current that was very unique, in a sense that it took you on a ride alongside the beach. So it wasn't the kind of current that took you away from the beach, or I don't know, that those kinds of waves that were too big or something. It was perfect. Like, the water was really, really warm and pleasant. It wasn't high at all, and it really, really felt like paradise. But to tell the whole story, it took us a while to get there, and also it was very, very hot, and the sand was burning. Like, if you had to walk barefoot, you would fry your feet. And we had to walk quite a bit until we got to where we actually got to stay for a while. Next day we visited the rice fields, and it was an amazing view there as well. Many of the things that I'm talking about, I've posted pictures of on Instagram, on Facebook, and also videos, so you can check them out. I've experienced the famous Balinese swing. It's a really huge swing, and there are two people that are making sure you get some speed. And even though I don't usually scream, I couldn't help but do so. It's really, really thrilling, really scary, but it's a beautiful experience nonetheless. I wanted to face my fear, and it was well worth it. We also visited the water temple. Afterwards, we went to Ubud, where someone actually got their phone stolen by a monkey. And the locals had to surround the monkey on a house, and only after some tough negotiations the monkey got to throw the phone, and it fell on the floor, on the pavement to be more exact. It's really something serious that you should take into consideration if you plan on going to places where there are monkeys, because they steal stuff, especially shiny things. I've heard stories about them stealing glasses from people, even bags, food, of course. Fortunately, we were careful enough to make sure that they didn't steal anything from us. Bali is very interesting from this point of view. Even in the ritual, they have a monkey god. And they respect even the monkeys that are usually really pesky. All of the animals that they have there, that are part of the fauna, have their statues as gods. And you could see so many statues, so many temples there. For instance, I've heard that every person in Bali that owns a house has to have at least an altar. And the more wealthy you are, the bigger the temple that you need to build in your courtyard. From one point of view, most of the Balinese people are pretty poor. The minimum wage is about $140 per month, and high-paying jobs go up to $500 per month. But I won't go into these details because I want to go further in depth in the next episodes, and I will be talking about the Balinese people, how they live, what I've seen there and what I didn't see that surprised me, and that I'm sure will surprise you as well. There are many, many more stories and things to say about Bali, but I will stop for now, for this episode, and I will continue tomorrow and the next days with more of my experience in Bali, what I've seen there, and with my insights, what happened on the inside and the things that moved me and changed me. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to see pictures and videos, you can go on Facebook or on Instagram, search for the Gratitude Podcast, or click on the links in the description. Thank you so much once again. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude. Thank you.
Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.